Okay, we're going to get back into Erechin today. It's been a couple of weeks. We'll just quickly go through this Gemara, the last Gemara here on Amud Beis. Talks about the Ribi of Tfilin. Kohanim Leviim Yisraelim. The Gemara says the Havamina would be, since it says Ukshatam Osayadecha, called the Isa B'mitzvah Diyad, Isa B'mitzvah Deroish. So he came with tefillin shel yad. So this is tam a chiddush. I'm not going to go into this now, but this is a chiddush in hilchas tefillin. Sometimes the Torah puts together two mitzvahs which are totally zebezeh. And sometimes the Torah puts together two mitzvahs that have no shaychus. And tefillin, according to some rishonim, they actually count it as one mitzvah. It's one mitzvah. And that's a havamina. There's one mitzvah of tefillin in the Torah. There's no two mitzvahs. There's no one mitzvah of tefillin shel yad. There's another mitzvah called tefillin shel reish. It's one mitzvah. But it's a redundant mitzvah. In other words, it's not one mitzvah. The havamina is that since the only Torah only calls it one taryag, there's only one mitzvah called tefillin. So the havamina is just like there wouldn't be oil al adas, that you could be yotze the dalad minim if you only took two of the four. The havamina is that tefillin is the same. Just like the dalad minim is one mitzvah. There's no mitzvah of taking a lulav and another mitzvah taking an esrig, another mitzvah adasim and harovis. It's one mitzvah of dalad minim. So the thought would be that since tefillin is also one mitzvah to say, of tefillin. So the thought would be then that the memela, one without the other, doesn't make any sense. The chiddush is that this mitzvah, even though it's one mitzvah, it's a redundant mitzvah. The pshat is the Torah gave you a mitzvah of tefillin. When you put on tefillin shel yad, you're makayim a mitzvah saseh. When you put on tefillin shel reish, you're also makayim a mitzvah saseh. The same mitzvah saseh. There's a chiyuv to do this mitzvah saseh in the form of yad, in the form of reish. And that's the chiddush. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, why by yad are we more concerned? Ma'ishna the yad chsev yul bashal basore b'shal roishay namiksev. Sometimes it's nefes al roishay. So also has to be on his head. It can't be a chetzitzim. So here the Gemara actually is mashma that by tefillin shel roish there's a concept of chetzitzim. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, there's a machlokes rishonim whether on tefillin shel roish there's a chetzitzim. In other words, if you put tefillin on top of a yarmulke. It's machloikas. The Rashba happens to hold not. This is a shir on its own. I want to try to cover ground today. So I'm not going to go into that, but if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, you'll see it's a machloikas. Lemaisa, I worked out that this sugya would fit even according to the Rashba. Obviously, it has to fit, but I'm saying that there's no chatzitza. The Rashba's there's no chatzitza by Tfilin Shel Roish. The Shulchan Aruch brings down somebody who has blisters on his head, so he can wear a kippah dak, a thin hat, and put the tefillin on top of that. And our Gemara seems to say that there's also a chitzitza by tefillin shel reish. Gemara says, sheshamaniach tefillin. Tana, sorry, ayinira bein tzitz l'mitznefesh sheshamaniach tefillin. There was a spot there between the tzitz and the mitznefes where the kohen would potentially be able to put on tefillin. And that's why he puts on tefillin. Now, the way I would teach is that even the Rashba would agree that by the big day kohuna, there's a din called yitur begadim. A kohen is not allowed to wear too few begadim, he's not allowed to wear too many begadim when he does avodah. And therefore, the kohen would not be able to be malavish tefillin on top of the mitznefes. That's not even an option. And that's why the Rashba would be able to learn our sugya, that would be called yitur begadim. So long that the tefillin is not in the makom of the begadim, that's okay. But if he would be malabish to tefillin on it, that would be more of a problem. We're going to talk about this actually later on in the prokim, in the last perek, but I'm just giving you a point. They have tkiyas the whole year. So therefore, I would think they're not chayv. Now, even the Havamin of the Gemara is difficult, because L'chaira, the Tkiyah of Rosh Hashanah is a mitzvah of Tkiyahs. And the Tkiyah of the whole year is part of the Avodah. What's the connection, B'chlal? So I always felt that this may be a shtickle raya to the Ramban. You know, the Ramban brings down that Kiya Shofar needs kavona. Tekei al Shia lo yotza. And the Ramban paskins in Hilchos Achilas Matzah that if you eat matzah shaloi b'kavona, you yotza matzah. So they ask all the achronim, the Ran already asked the Kasha Magid Mishnah, it's the Stiris of Rambam. Does he hold mitzvah striches kavana? Does he hold mitzvah sein striches kavana? What does the Rambam hold? So actually, there's many different approaches to answer the Stiris of Rambam. There's a very creative approach, which is given by the Magid Mishnah and the Ran, very big chiddush, that by, even if you hold mitzvah striches kavana, right, by a mitzvah with his hanor, even without kavana, he yotz. The parallel would be an Isser. Misasik l'moshel is potter from a carbon, right? But if you misasik by chalovim v'arayos, you chayev a carbon. Why? Shekeinene. So they make a parallel, just like by Isurim, where there's no kavana, right? Where there's no kavana, you're not chayev to bring a carbon. I'm not talking about shoygig. Shoygig is chayev a carbon. Shoygig means you know what you're doing. You just don't know it's awesome. Misasik means you don't know what you're doing. You think you're cutting something that's disconnected from the ground, and it's actually connected. That's not a shogag in halacha, that's a shogag in maisa. So there, the halacha is your potter from a carbon, normally, right? But by misasik, by arayas, if somebody, let's say, thought it was a dark room, and he thought it was his wife, and it turned out to be his sister, so the Gemara says, yichayev a carbon, because she came in it. So yichayev. So the parallel would be by a mitzvah. Even though mitzvah shaloi b'kavona, you're not yaitzah. But if you're nehena, you are yaitzah. That's the, it's a very big chiddush. The reason why it sounds pretty glatt, right? It sounds pretty easy to understand. But if you scrutinize it, it's not so simple at all. I'll tell you why. The parallel to mitzvah striches kavona would be a mezid, not a shogeg. Okay? Mitzvah striches kavona means you have to have kavona to be yetz in the mitzvah. Right? So, to find something equal to that by an avera would be you have kavona to do an avera. Okay? You're not looking for a parallel where you chayev a korban, because a korban is by shoygeg. Okay? A korban is not by a mezid. A korban is by a shoygeg. Right? So when you're looking to find a mitzvah striches kavana, a brother to mitzvah striches kavana, you're not looking for a shogeg, you're looking for a mezid. The Gemara in Krisus, and in other Bava Kama, and other Sugyas HaShas, where the Gemara elevates chalovim and arayis, yechayev a korban shekeinene, that just means it elevates it from being misasik to being shogeg. It doesn't elevate it from misasik to mezid. Okay? If you'd be mezid, you'd be potter from a kol. So to make that into mitzvah striches kavana, something is not poshet. It's so not poshet that it's almost difficult to understand. How could you say that that's the same? Now let's go the other way around. If you'd be misasik by a mitzvah, it's very possible you wouldn't be yotze even the pinyan holds mitzvah striches kavana. Somebody would not know that they're eating matzah b'chlal. Even the opinion that would say mitzvah ain't tzriches kavana potentially would hold that misasik is not yotze. It's not your mice at all. And that's all shekeinene does. Shekeinene elevates it, precisely like you're saying, from not your mice to yes your mice. But yes your mice without kavana. So how does that work? This bothered me so much that years ago when I was learning the sugya in Krisis, the only approach that I came up with that to me seemed to work in a glatta oifen is to explain it that the Riaz in Rosh Hashanah has a shaila if mitzvah striches kavona is the raisa. He feels that even the manda amo who says mitzvah striches kavona, potentially it's only midrabbana needs kavona. Now if we learn that mitzvah striches kavona is only midrabbana, where are the rabbanan coming from? So I wanted to say the chap would be like this. Misasek, you're not yoytzim mit araisa, because it's not your maisa. The Rabbonim came and said, you know what? Since if you'd be misasik, you're not yoitze bechlal. So we're now going to require kavona. It's like a siyog to misasik. In other words, if you would do the mitzvah without knowing what you're doing bechlal, you wouldn't be yoitze the mitzvah midaraisa. The Rabbana said, you know, now we're going to go to the next step. Now we're going to require kavona. So the kavona really is a hamshocha to misasik. The Rabbana's kavonism. So then the Ran would be gevaldik. When did the Rabbana make such a siyog where we can have a misasik? But where does the shekeinene? There's no misasik. So there's no reason for the Rabbana to tag on Tzrichas kavona. So that's why by matzah you be yoytze even without kavona, because the musig of misasik is not possible. That would be a way to explain this shita. Otherwise, it's a difficult shita to understand how shekeinene elevates it to kavona. Another way to explain the Rambam in a more poshut way, and I think it would fit with our sugya, is that the Rambam paskins in Hilchas Tefillah in Perek Dalet that if you daven shaloi b'kavona, the Rambam doesn't use the term lo yotza. The Rambam says hamispa kol tefillah she'eno b'kavona eino tefillah. That's the lashon of Rambam. Very strong words. What does the Rambam mean? The Rambam means that tefillah is avoided shebelev. That is the heft of tefillah. If you do tefillah without kavona, it's not tefillah. It's not pshat. You have tefillah, but you're not yoytze tefillah. Tefillah is an expression of kavona. If you don't have kavona, you had nothing. It's not pshat. I had words without kavona. You had nothing. That's pshat in the Rambam. Kol tefillah sheni b'kavona ain't a tefillah. The Gemara says that by shofar zichron true exiv. The whole idea of shofar is a form of zikaron. It's a form of tefillah. It's communication with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you could say that by shofar, you're lacking in the heftza of the mitzvah, because it's also an expression of avodah. So the Rambam held that even though by matzah you could be yotze without kavana, that's because the heftza of the mitzvah is a maisa. The heftza of the mitzvah is eating the kazayas matzah. By shofar, however, the mitzvah is zikoren. And like Chazal tell us, shetam lichuni aleichem, right? Sheyalu zichoneichem lefonai l'toiva. The shofar and the tefillah is intertwined. There's no shaila midaraisa, you'd be yoytze the tekiyas even without saying the brachas. But it's also a form of tefillah. And therefore, without kavana, it's nothing. It actually fits in the Lashon HaGemara, because the Gemara has a havamin in Rosh Hashanah tekeh l'shir lo yatsa. And the Gemara goes back and forth, but maybe by shofar zichron true aksiv. The Gemara doesn't qualify what that means. It could be what the Gemara Gufa means, is that by shofar without kavana, you can't be yatsa, because it's not zichron true. And that's what the Rambam meant to say. So if we learn that the shofar of Rosh Hashanah is also avodah shebelev, then it's understandable why our Gemara makes a parallel between the tekiyas of the whole year that the Kohen does in the Beis HaMikdash and the tekiyas of Rosh Hashanah. Because they're both tefillah. They're both avodah. If we learn that the tekiyas of Rosh Hashanah is like netilas lulav and like achilas matzah, then it's very difficult what the Gemara means. The Gemara says the Kohen, since he has the mitzvah of tekiyas shofar the whole year, so too, he should be potter on Rosh Hashanah. Only somebody who doesn't have this mitzvah the whole year. It's a different mitzvah bechlal in the havamin of the Gemara. But according to this way of learning, the Gemara flows smoother. Which is what the Gemara asks. The Gemara has a havamina that since the Kohen has the tekiyas the whole year, he doesn't have the tekiyas on Rosh Hashanah. Because only somebody who doesn't have the tekiyas the whole year. So what I'm saying is that if you don't learn the way I'm explaining tekiyas on Rosh Hashanah, then the two have no shaychus bechlal. If you learn that even the tekiyas of Rosh Hashanah are tekiyas which are a form of avodah, we understand the parallel. Saying just like the Kohen, he has sort of what we have on Rosh Hashanah, he sort of has the whole year. But that only fits if we say that tekiyas of Rosh Hashanah are also avodah. I'm saying at least there's a relativity. Otherwise, there's no relativity bechlal. That's all I'm saying. Okay. Zokti Gemara Vaiter. Says the Gemara, another explanation why I would think a Kohen is Potter from Tkiyas on Rosh Hashanah. Sal Kedai Techamina. Hoyul Tnan Shavah Yoivel Rosh Hashanah Letkiyul Abrochais. Since we learned that Yoivel and Rosh Hashanah are the same for Tkiyas and Brochas, I would say the Isa B'mitzvah to Yoivel. The one who has the mitzvah of Yoivel is Isa B'mitzvah to Rosh Hashanah, the lesser B'mitzvah to Yoivel, lesser the mitzvah to Rosh Hashanah. Since the Kohanim don't have the mitzvah of Yevil, this non Kohanim Levim Moichrin Loelam, the Goyalin Loelam, they don't have the halachas of Yevil as far as when they can sell and when they can redeem back, like other people have with a stay achuza, which we're going to have a whole perek later on to discuss. Amai would say b'mitzvah Rosh Hashanah Nami Leilachayvul. I would say maybe they also don't have the mitzvah Rosh Hashanah. Kamash Malon Nihida Lesnu Bashmatas Karka Bashmatas Ksofim Bishilu Chavodamir Isna. Although they don't have the Karka part, they have the other part of Yovel, and that's why they are included. In other words, it's a good Havamina. Yovel and Rosh Hashanah are intertwined. If a Kohen would have been completely divorced from Yovel, he would be Potter from the Tkiyas on Rosh Hashanah. But since he does have a connection to the Tkiyah, to Yovel, so he is. The Brisker Rav, Grad Adis Gemara, has a very interesting question. His son, Reb Meshulam David, also discusses it. And that is that really, Kohanim are no different than anybody regarding Yovel. It's really a special din in Ore Halavim. Meaning, if a Levi were to buy a property or inherit a property from his grandfather who's Yisrael. Okay, so a Levi, let's say, his mother's father, a Yerusha, fell to his mother, he yashened his mother, and he got himself a piece of land in Har Nof. Yeah? So then he would be bound by the halachas of Yovel. It's a din in Orei Levim. So he asked, Reb David and the Brisker Rav both ask, so what's the Gemara's havamina here? The Gemara seems to be saying that if not for the din that they have Ashmatas Ksofim, that by money there's a din of Ashmata, and that Fishiluch Avodim, then Taka, we would look at a coin like he has nothing to do with Yovel. What do you mean? It's part of Yovel. It's part of Yovel. Even his property is part of Yovel. It's only a din in Ori Levim. So this is his question. Torah Bir, the din Ashmata Sakarka lo toli b'kohanim b'levim. It's not toli in kohanim b'levim. Elo b'ori alavim. It's a din in ori alavim. Ayin b'Rambam. And the Rambam says in Ulcha Shemitah v'yoyvel, the Yisrael sheyorash es avim oy levi. Yisrael yasha the levi. He has all the leniencies of the levim. Harei ze goyol k'levi. The Levi Sheyorash Es Avim Yisrael, Goyel Ki Yisrael. It's a great question. So, this kasha is also posed by the Shagas Arya, Chagiga. But he says it's a doichik to say, maybe, that Orei Levim, since it's the Kohanim that create the din Orei Levim, maybe that's the Gemara's Havamina. It's a doichik. To say, well, Orei Levim is created by the fact that it's Levim. So they have a connection to the fact that there's no din of Shemitah over there. Now I'll tell you, what does he mean it's a doichik? He means because the gavra is chayim yovel. It's the heftzah. So if it's the heftzah that's exempt, what does that have to do with the gavra? That's l'chor what he means to say why it's a doichik. So I would like to explain that l'fiyani is daiti. I think it's very glatt to explain the Gemara that way. I'll tell you why. When you learn the beginning of Mayit Katan, the Gemara there talks about different malachas you're not allowed to do on Shemitah, Yovel. And in Shemitah, Lamashal, the Gemara brings down that anything but cutting from the ground is already called a tolda. It's a tolda. In other words, the Gemara says if you cut right out of the ground, that's an av. If you cut from a tree, for instance, you do betzira, the Gemara says that's a tolda on Shemitah. Like on Shabbos, we have obas and toldas, same thing. So Reb Yosheh ben Soloveitchik Zatzal asks a kasha. He says, if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam says that betzira and all these things are all included in the av. Doesn't make a difference if you cut it out of the ground, you cut it from a tree. It's all an av. A tolda has to have some change in the characteristic. Can't be the same maisa malacha. So he asks, according to the Rambam, why does the Gemara call betzira a tolda? That's his kasha. So I always felt, this kasha bonded me also on the sugya, I felt that it's not shver. Because there's a very distinct difference between Shemitah, Yovel, and Shabbos. Shabbos is a din on the gavre. Shabbos is a halacha that a person, that you have to, l'man yanuach, you have to rest on Shabbos, right? If somebody does malacha on his property on Shabbos, right? The issur is not the fact that his property is being plowed. The issur is that you're doing a ma'isa chavishin. That's the issur, right? It won't make a difference if you do charisha here, you do charisha in Japan. It's a din on you, that charisha. If you look in Shemitah, the Torah says, V'shovso ha'oretz Shabbos l'Hashem. The din of Shemitah is on the land. That the land must have shvisa. And that's why there are those who hold that Amira l'nochri on Shemitah could be a deraisa. Because the fact is that the goy is being used as an instrument to make that the land shouldn't rest. But Shemitah is a different gedder. So I want to say very simple. Mitzad the land, if you don't cut directly out of the land, it's a different pula. The land is staying exactly the same. Nothing is happening to the gufa karka. Right? That's why the Gemara in Meirkotin felt that by Shemitah, it's already a tolda. Once it's not directly on the ground, it's already a tolda. Because we could differentiate, when we're dealing with the hefts of the land, we can make a distinction as such. In Hilchos Shabbos, I'm not allowed to do a ma'isa katsira. The land is just a hechatimtsa. And that's why it makes no difference if I'm doing ma'isa katsira from the ground, I'm doing a ma'isa katsira from the tree. The Rambam says it's all an av. Now, I want to tell you that Yovel is the same thing. So Yovel is a din in the karka. If we find that karka that belongs to Shevet Levi doesn't have the halachas of Shemitah v'Yovel, of Yovel in this case, what we're talking about, that would show that they are exempt from Yovel. The Briska Rav of David is asking that, no, it's the Heftz, it's not the Gavra, but that's the whole thing is the Heftz. The whole halacha of Yovel is the Heftz. The whole din of Orei Achuza is the Heftz. And therefore, if the Heftz, which belongs to a Kohen, is exempt, right? So then that shows that there's an exemption to Shevet Levi. Now, if the Levi Yashin's Ore Yisrael, so then it would apply because then the Heftza is Ore Yisrael. But the din of Yovel is on the Heftza. And that's the Lufi Ani Yisdaiti, that would be the Nafkamina. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. HaKol Chayav Mikra Megillah, Kanam Levi Mishael Mishita, Lot Tzricha, Livot Alavodosim, Kudrav Yudom HaShmuel. The chiddush is that they should even be mevatel their avoda. Dom Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, Kohanim b'avodosam, Leviim b'duchonam, v'Yisrael b'mamodam, mevatlim avodosam, uborim l'shmoy mikra megillah. Okay. Hakol chayovim b'zimun. I'm sorry, I'm moving along. I want to get into the sugya, the erichin, back to erichin here. Hakol chayovim b'zimun, Kohanim Leviim Yisraelim, pshita lo tzricha dekochli kotshim. Everybody's chayev b'zimun. They're reading kachim. Sakadaita chamina, I would think that kachim is exempt. Now it doesn't say what it's exempt from, okay? But it says it's exempt. So I would say, sakadaita chamina, since it says, va'ochlu osama shekupar bohem omar rachmona, the Torah said that by the kohen eating, there's some form of kapara, and therefore kapara he, and I would therefore think, the Gemara doesn't say what I would therefore think. I would therefore think there's some kind of Birchas HaMazon exemption Chamash malon v'ochalto v'savoto omra achmono v'isneho. Okay, so there are two approaches how to learn the Gemara here, what the Gemara's Havamin is. The Gemara is saying that without this new pasuk, v'ochalto v'savoto v'irachto, I may think that there's an exemption in Hilchas Zimun on a kohen l'gabi kachim. And that's what the Mishnah came to tell us. Hakol chayavim b'zimun, even a kohen. That's the Gemara. The big problem here is that one approach is simple, but then the maskana doesn't seem to make sense. One approach is that there's a havamina that they're exempt from one piece. There's a halach of benching, and then there's another halach. Three people that eat together, yichayiv b'zimun. Yichayiv to be mezamen together. That's another halach. The havamina would be that that you bench independently. The chiddush is hakol chayovin b'zimun, that if they ate kachim, there's still chayiv to go and do be mezamen. Okay? If that's the havamina, anybody can come up with a pshat in that havamina. It's very easy to understand it, because zimun generally is it's a unification between the three parties that are eating, right? Shloisha shochlu ke'echod, chayov and lozame. They have to be unified. In fact, there's all kinds of halachas how they get unified. One place, they have to see each other. They have to have das to finish together. There's all different ways to unify the parties. But the idea is that once they've become unified, they have no right to dismantle. So zimun basically means you have to maintain your tziruf. In fact, the next hakol mitzar from lezimun, right? If you look at the next couple lines, the Gemara says hakol mitzar from lezimun kohanim uveim yisraelim pshita avada. The Gemara says loitzricha dekoachli kohanim truma. The kohanim are eating truma. That's okay, just put it on. The Kohanim are eating truma. So if they're eating truma, so the Havamina would be it's not Mitztaref with the Yisrael. Right? Oy Kotcha. And the Zohar is eating Chulin. So Sal Kadaita Chamina, I would think, Choyli Boy Zohar Lamecho Bahadi Koin Le Motziach. Since if the Zohar would want to eat what the Koin is eating, he cannot. Emeloy litzdarif. Kamash malon. He deserve b'hadi koyin lematziyachil. Koyin b'hadi zor matziyachil. Even though the Yisrael can't eat what the koyin is eating, but the koyin could eat what the Yisrael is eating. This is brought down halacha l'mais. If two people are eating things that neither one of them could eat together, right? Then they don't become a tzorif. Ad kidekach, there's a shail in the poiskim. If I'm eating pasakum, I hold I'm allowed to eat pasakum, right? And you only makbid and pas Yisrael. Can we bench together? Or basa b'cholov, the shach talks about it in Yehudah. So the Gemara here is saying there has to be unification between the parties. So as long as the current goes in one direction, even though the other way not, it's still called zimun, and they can bench. So taking this back to the beginning of the Gemara, it would make sense, perhaps, to say that if I'm eating not because I'm eating because I have das to eat, I'm eating to be Mekayim mitzvah of kachim. My chiv to eat al kachim. So there would be a havamina, maybe, that there's no tzirif. Meaning, I'm eating because I'm not eating with you. I'm eating because I have a chiv to eat. So we're not really being kaveh together. We're both making an achilas mizbeach. So it takes away, for the lack of a better word, it takes away the social element from the achilah. Zimun is a social connection between the three parties. It takes away, you would think, that it takes away that element. Now, there are those who learn that way only, why do they learn that way? Because it's more logical to learn that way than to learn that the Gemara means to say that potter from Brich Samos. Well, why exactly would I think that if somebody's eating kachim, he shouldn't have to bench? I mean, there's clearly no havamina that a kohen doesn't have to make a broche. He just has to make a bracha on what he's eating. Why would I think he shouldn't have to bench? It's a pellet. What?
It's a kapara for the other.
So what?
He's just doing the maizis. Just because the
maizis
is eating or whatever, nothing to do with benching. That's why the Gemara answers about how to disavata, since he's getting...
The Torah says There's no havamina anywhere in Shas that you don't have to make a brich sanenim. Nowhere. There's no such gemara in Shas. There's no havamina in Shas that you don't have to make a bracha rishayin. No such havamina. Why? Asur lahanas min ha'olam b'li bracha. You have to make a bracha. And bracha rishayin, according to most opinions, is the rabbanan. I mean, there's a Rebbe Kivege that says a big chiddush, it's gzeila, whatever. But it's most hold bracha rishayin is the rabbanan. Right? And that there's no havamina anywhere in Shas that you should be potter from a bracha rishayin. So why should I be potter from bench? Why in the world should I be potter from bench? Seems to be very difficult, because I happen to be doing a mitzvah. So to say you're potter from zimun, that's easier. Because there you could say there's no tzichuf. There's no connection. Or for it to be a tzichuf, has to be that me and you are being kaveh to eat together. Here we're not being kaveh to eat together. I have a chiv to eat, that's my chiv. You have a chiv to eat, that's your chiv. It lacks the connection. Maybe. Maybe. The problem is, why? Because you need sphere. You need hanoah sphere. So how do I know sphere? Well, what's the havamina again? Let's go back to the havamina. Let me ask you, is brichas hamazon a brichas hanenim? Obviously. Obviously it's a brichas hanenim. It's a brichas hanenim after the mitzvah. After the hanoah. There's two brachas you make on a hanoah. You make a brach on hanoah before. You make a brach on hanoah afterwards. Right? So, in when you make a bar nefashos, what is that? A brichas hamitzvah? No, it's a brichas hanenim. It's a brichas hanenim. You have to make a bracha before, you have to make a bracha after. The brichas hanenim is afterwards. It also has a shir. But the shir there is also because of the hanah. L'moshel, the Taz says, if you have a schnapps glazel, you have to make a bar nefashos. Why? Because for this, that's a complete hanah. Some, the Maharsham applies that to Kiddush, the Chassidish Kiddush on a schnapps glazel. That's he says that's how you yoytze maybe with the schnapps glazel is through that way. Lamaisa, I don't rely on that Lamaisa. I say only a chassidish could rely on that. Right? Yitzi knows. I say to me a guy's a litfak enough to wear a ring, and he's making. I've seen that sometimes a ring on this finger and a schnapps glazel over here. To me, that something doesn't go there, because the pashtus is that you need a kais. Okay, so it's a tremendous chiddush. Now again, Adam Mevatel Chas V'Shalom, they were Gedol Yelam, the Divrei Chaim, big tzaddikim that made kiddush on a small shear. But that's if you're chassidish, you have what to. But that this should be your only chassidish shazach. Motzei Shabbos, you have popcorn, and for kiddush you have a schnapps glazel. That doesn't work. To me, it doesn't. Either you could know it like the chassidim, no problem. But just in this prat, the Maharsham makes that dimin. He tries to give it some halachic basis. He says, just like we find that for schnapps glazel, you can make a bar nefashos. So too, you could be Yitzhak Kiddush with less than the shear. And obviously, you can argue, because you could say that for Hanoh, it's enough. But Kais is a halacha Moshe Mitzinai. What's a shear Kais? And a shear Kais is a revius. So it's arguable. I'm not going to go, we're not learning that sugi now, but I'm just saying it's not so posh. Not such a posh this far. But anyway, Lemaisa, that's Brichas Hanenim. The Gemara has no Havah, meaning you don't make a Bracha Rishayna. So why shouldn't you have to make a Bracha Achrona? It's a Pelde Gezach. Not only that, Brichas Hamazon is the Raisa. So if I was going to be more lenient on anything, I'd be more lenient on the Bracha Rishayna than on the Bracha Achrona, than Brichas Hamazon. What? Everything is Shevach. Every bracha is Shevach. Blessed are you, Hashem, is praise. But the question is, what triggers? When we say something is brichas hanenim, it means the benefit that you derived is what triggers that chiyuv to give mishabech to Rabbeinu Hashem. When we say something is a brichas hashevach, it means it wasn't triggered by any specific hanoah. It's just a chiyuv to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Brichas hanenim means that by me having hanoah, that triggers the obligation to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, brichas hanenim is a bracha rishayna, is a brichas hanenim, and a bracha achrayna is a brichas hanenim. The hanoah that I got in the middle triggers the chiyuv before and the chiyuv after to make a bracha. Is this havamina why you should be potter? But lemais, if you look at Rabbeinu Gershon, he says black and white that we're talking about brichas hamazon. Look at Rabbeinu Gershon. Melamei shakran emayilchem va'abaylim miskapdin v'ho achila aschoy v'hi. And they put in brackets here, V'loy tiboy brocha, that the Cheshek Shloime did. The Cheshek Shloime put in Zimun, and put brocha into parentheses. But in Rabbeinu Gershon it says brocha. K'mash malon v'chalto v'savoto b'sviya toli rachmona v'yisna. Now I'll tell you, although Zimun makes it easier to learn, right? But the fact is the v'chalto v'savoto doesn't address Zimun. In other words, the Gemara didn't answer the Shaila. If the Gemara's Havamina was that you don't do Zimun here, so the Gemara should say Kamash wants something to do with Zimun. Instead, the Gemara says, V'chalta v'savata is not the source of Zimun. That's the source for Bichsa Mazon. So the Maskana of the Gemara is Mashma, we're talking about Bichsa Mazon. Bracha al-Kais is a separate mitzvah, it's not Zimun. So we'll see. Like I said, first problem I have in the Gemara is intrinsic in the Gemara. In the Gemara itself, the Gemara doesn't seem to address Zimun in the Maskon. Kamash malon, v'chalta v'zavata. What does it have to do with Zimun? No, but I'm just saying Zimun is not learned out of the pasuk of v'chalta v'zavata. Only Brich Samazin is learned out of the pasuk of v'chalta v'zavata. So if the Gemara had a Havamina, whatever the Havamina of the Gemara is, that there's no din to be mezamein, the Gemara didn't answer that. Whatever the Havamina was, that there's no Zimun, the Gemara didn't answer why not. Kamash malon, the Gemara should say, Kamash malon, Echveis, Tzirufika. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara brings a pasuk of Brich Samoz, which, but I'll tell you, it's much further than that. The Reparela, and Rav Sadia Gaon brings down Beferish that the Havamina is Birchas HaMazon. That's the Havamina. The Rav Yoh in his Sefer also brings down Havamina that you don't have to make a Birchas HaMazon, Kamash Malon that you do, and then he says, the Kol Shekain on Matzah, Stama Mitzvah, Avadi you have to bench. Kol Shekain. Now if you look at the Tosefta, which the Reparela really is a source for Rav Sadia Gaon, somebody could bring me a Brachas, Maseches Brachas. The Tosefta actually is like Rabbeinu Gershon. That's talking about Brich Samozin. Because over here it says Zimun. Zimun could mean mitzvah Zimun, and Zimun could mean benching. Zimun is a generic term. So Zimun accommodates both pshatim, right? But if you look in the Tosefta, in Broches, so you'll see actually that it doesn't work with the other way of learning. As big of a chiddush as it is, the Tosefta says clearly Birch Samozin. Tosefta is found in Broches. Here we are, Perek Hei. Which actually Perakay is dedicated here to Birch Samozin, but forgetting what is dedicated to, you look at the Loshen. Hakol Chayovim Bebirchas Mozoi. Not Zimun. Braisa says, this is Perakay in Tosefta, Halocha Tezvov. Hakol Chayovim Bebirchas Mozoi. Koihanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Gerim, Vavodim, Shuchorim, Chalolim, Mamzerim, the Ganzer Meis. It's clear. Black and white. Birch Samoz is what we're talking about. So the Tosefta is a raya to the Reparela and Rav Sadia Gaon that our Gemara is not talking about Zimun. Our Gemara is talking about Birch Samoz. Clearly the answer of our Gemara then will work better because the Gemara obviously seems to be addressing Birch Samoz. The Havamina is very difficult. What's the Havamina? Very strange. So there are two Nakudas here. One Nakuda is that the Gemara for some reason is talking specifically about certain kachim. If you notice, the Gemara says, "Va'ochlu oisam ashakupar b'hem." Okay, so actually, many learn the Gemara is talking about a mincha soita, because that's the only time there's a kapora chatas. You know, there's a mincha soita like that, but to say other. You know, when you're talking about stamam lach mitoida and these things, that's not kapur. B'chlal. So taka Rav Shloime Kluger in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Brichas Hamazon in Siman Kuf Samaches, he says this Gemara is talking about Minchas Choyte. It's a very specific mincha we're talking about. We're talking about that mincha. Now the Rambam, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos is muchach, that he learned that this is talking about not Minchas Choyte, but it's talking about Kodshei Kodoshim. Shiorei Minochas. It's not talking about Kachem Kalam. Lach Meitayda, that. It's not talking about that. It's only talking about Kodshei Kodoshim. Because if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos Zimun, he brings down this halacha that Kahana Machayev and Brachos Hamazon, and he says even. I don't have a Rambam, man. It's a Rambam. Tzvi here. You bring me a Rambam, Brachos Hamazon, Hilchos Brachos. The Rambam is muchach that he's talking about. He's talking about dafka kotshe kedoshim. His lashon there, as you'll see. Perek Hey. Hakol chayav mebrichas hamazim. Kiderech shechayav mebrichas hamazim. Then he goes. Afilu kan mudim shachli kodshi kodoshim ba'azora. Even if they ate kodshi kodoshim in the azora. Doesn't say afilu ochlu kodshim kalam. He says the only time there's such a chiv, the only time there's a havamina, is by kodshi kodoshim in the azora. Very strange what's the havamina. So again, either way, the Gemara is not talking about stam kodshim. In fact, the whole next Gemara clearly says we're talking about Truma. Because there we're just talking about Zimun. Me and you sitting together, whether we connect. The Gemara says we connect because the Kohen can eat what you're eating even though you can't eat what the Kohen's eating. So there's a clear difference between this Gemara and the next Gemara. This Gemara is talking about the Dafka, either Minchas Choyte, Korban Chatas, or it's talking about Kodesh Kedoshim according to the Rambam. So it is clearly a different pshat. So I would say that the pshat in this Gemara is that we are talking about Brichas Hamazon, at least clearly according to Rabbeinu Gershon or Sadia Goyen. According to others, some other Rishonim, it's not Muchach. Rashi himself doesn't say Brichas Hamazon. Rashi says, Melamed shakahanim oichlim v'hach achilas kodshim v'olim melamed shakahanim eim oloi tiboy zimun. So Rashi clearly uses a lashon that would accommodate both pshatim, not dafka Brichas Hamazon. But like I said, the Rav Sadia Goyen says clearly Brichas Hamazon, and the Tosefta says Brichas Hamazon. So I would tell you that the pshat is like this: when a person eats, right? When a person eats, the Torah was mechayev Brichas Hamazon only by the ochalto v'savata, right? The ochalto v'savata can be two ways to learn. One way to learn is v'achalta v'savata means you're eating to fill yourself. You're eating for the purpose to fill yourself. Okay, that's one pshat. The other way could mean v'achalta v'savata is a t'nai in Brichas Hamazon. So long that you're full, you're chayiv in Brichas Hamazon. So one is v'achalta v'savata v'racht. If you ate and filled yourself up, it's all going back on the achila. You ate to fill yourself up, you have to bench. The other way to learn is that Sviya is what triggers the obligation. If you're full, you have to make a Brichas Hamazon. It's not how you're eating, it's if you're full. Now this is actually a big shaila in the Poskim, Lamoshel. Somebody who when they ate, for whatever reason, was potter from Brichas Hamazon. Like a Kiveg has a shaila cotton. A guy ate when he was right before he turned 13. And then he benched. And then he became a gadol and he was still full. Rabbi Kivega has a shaila if you yoitza with the benching that you made then. Now there, it's lesser of a shaila. Because there you already benched, the obligation went away. Now it has to come back. But I'll tell you another case which is brought down in the Chayodim. Fascinating Shaila. Lo Yoleinu, somebody is an Oinan. And they ate. The Aloch is their potter from benching. They bury the mace. Now they're an oval. An oval is chayiv in benching. They're still full from the meal they had before the kvura. Near Shaila. So the Chayodim paskins in Uchus Aninus that they have to bench. Halach l'maisa. If a guy ate, he ate before the kfura. Then he was part of him, Brichas HaMazon. But l'maisa, after the kfura, he was still full. He says he has to bench. The pshat is that v'savota is an independent obligation. If you're full because of the achila that you had before, so you chayiv in Brichas HaMazon. So now, a person goes and he eats kachim, and he's not eating it for the purpose to fill himself up. So bishas achila, we could say there'd be a svara to say he shouldn't be chayiv to bench. Right? But, now that he's full, and the mitzvah already is gone. See, even if the mitzvah couldn't trigger an obligation, but he's full now, he's no worse than if he would have eaten him in potter for 20 other different reasons. Right now he's soveya. The mitzvah is gone. And he's full. So that alone triggers a chiyuv b'chas HaMazon. So it doesn't matter what the achila was for and whether it was for that purpose. Because again, the Gemara's maskana is it's totally in sviya. So long that now you're full, you have a chiyuv to make a bracha. Right now is the mechayev. I don't need the kachim to be mechayev anymore while you were eating it originally. If you had a total exemption, you were a katan, Chas v'shalom, a person was an oinen. He was completely exempt. He still would have to bench. You need a maisa achila. You don't need a achila schiyuv. Because you could have been, when the oinen ate, he was parted from Brichas HaMazon completely. That's something else. That's not a maisa. But that's not a maisa achila. That's the reason why I wanted to say that a cotton, in Reb Kiveger's case, I wanted to say that the cotton will be potter from benching, because a maisa cotton midaraisa is not recognized. So you still need the maisa achila to trigger it. So you could say that by a cotton he would be potter completely. But an oinon is as far as like the chayodon, because there you have a maisa achila without an obligation. That's exactly what kotchim would potentially be. A ma'is achila, it's zikha ma'is achila. Fakir, the mitzvah is it should be an achila. V'ochal, the mitzvah is v'ochlu. It's clearly an achila. The shaila is that maybe the reason why I'm eating at that point won't trigger a chiyuv b'chas HaMazon. But if the chiyuv b'chas HaMazon is totally a mitzvah of sphere, so then you vayta chayim. And that's the Gemara's conclusion, that in spite of the fact that we can debate if b'shas achila you'd be chayiv in b'chas HaMazon, but b'shas sviya, you're definitely chayiv in b'chas HaMazon. That's the Gemara's maskon. Yes. Absolutely. It's the same exact svar. What the Gemara talks about, this chayodim is very pivotal in halacha. The Gemara talks about a person who has schizophrenia, right? He's itim cholim v'itim. So the Gemara says that when he's a cholim, he's chayiv. When he's a shaita, he's potter. What happens if he ate when he was a shaita, and he was full when he was a cholim? He'd be chayiv in Brichas HaMazon. Because that's the nekuda. So this Gemara may actually act as a basis, one of the bases to the chayodim shita, which is that it's totally in sphere. And that's takad halacha we find, and the reverse we find too. If somebody ate, let's say, right, and then they threw up, they got full, and then they threw up. This could happen. Does he have a chiyuv to bench? Many poskim hold you're potter from Brichas HaMazon. Why? Because there's no sphere now. Brichas HaMazon is in a matzav of sphere. Right now, there's no sphere. Okay. We'll start the next sugya, or maybe we won't. I'm just wondering if... I was going to just run through this last Gemara, but I guess it didn't work out. Okay, I guess we'll leave the Erichin Sugya for next week. Let me just add, I assume that the Elam has been looking over the Mar Mekemes here. I would ask the Yoelim to look up here. The Gemara in Horius on the Vav Amud Aleph Lagabi Ein Chatas Tzibur Meis regarding our Gemara. And also, I would ask you already to do the Amud Beis to finish the Sugya of Eivarim, which would be just to get down to the to the bottom of the Amud on Amud Beis, where it says Nidin Bechvoidai. Two lines after it gets wide on Amud Beis. Tavur Acha Nefoshes Lavi Menuvel Mukashchin. Okay.